The podcast you will listen to comes from an article published in the section of psychology of the magazine Ciudad Nueva of Argentina. The article is titled How to Get Out of the Maze, and the author is Andrea Saporiti. The fear of those who pass by our side has gained space with the pandemic, and we have seen ourselves enclosed in some emotions. Thinking about our neighbors is a good alternative. Days began to pass. Time took on a new, different, unknown dimension. At the beginning of our quarantine, we were overwhelmed by deep uncertainty. Many were paralyzed, others trapped in denial, where everything was the same, but different. Contradictions, accompanied by an endless series of arrangements, did not wait. In the midst of the vortex, infinite emotions began to dance in an unknown dance. And as the weeks went by, the emotional fluctuations seemed like a roller coaster with no chance to stop. Anxiety about the imminent, illness, pain, and death. We are faced with our deepest reality. We are small, and we discover that control does not exist. It is only a mental category, a belief that gives us an illusory security. And months went by, like the pages of calendars, and anguish began a dance with fear, which little by little, and almost without realizing, was taking control of everyone. It was peaking in different clouds, fear of illness, of getting infected, of going out, and perhaps, most worrying, fear of the other. The other, the one who can heal me, the other who can help me, the other, that I am myself for the other. Here, the paradox has enveloped us without time to process what drives us to react in this way. It is fear, that feeling that many times helps us to be cautious in front of some risky situations. However, when it takes over our whole being, it paralyzes us, it confuses us, it does not allow us to see clearly. When fear becomes something we cannot control, we feel stressed, worry and anxiety increase. Overwhelmed and fatigue appear, preventing us from taking care of our family, personal or work commitments calmly. We remain trapped in a mental maze. Ideas come and go in a reflection without answers, and fears turn into anger. Affections suffer from it. Like a funnel, there is little room for maneuver, and we are confronted with what was there, but which we cover with noises of all kinds so as not to face it. It's time for trials. While all this is happening within us, life goes on and on. Nature continues with its seasons, respecting every moment of the process. A life will go on. As it happened with other pandemics throughout history, so too will this one come to an end. Many unanswered questions arise, and here is our challenge. How to continue in the meantime? How can we help each other out to find those answers? Our humanity is defined, among other things, by its fragility and vulnerability. Recognizing these characteristics reminds us that we need each other. The way to face these fears is to develop courage. As Mandela said in Notes to the Future, I have learned that courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. It is interesting how the words hold their meaning at their root. The word courage comes from the French cœur, or heart. This gives us a clear idea that love is the answer to getting out of the maze. This time is a great opportunity to redefine our life, to understand that each of us is part of a whole. Perhaps this is an opportunity to realize that we can weave a new way of caring, valuing the deepest meaning, that is, to live grateful. The first step to go out again is to go slowly, recording our feelings and those of the other. In The Book of Joy, Archbishop Tutu and Dalai Lama proposed that the best way to control worry is to think of others. It is understanding that human values must be reenacted with a different look. The proposal is simple. It starts with small gestures, giving a word of encouragement, transmitting confidence, being compassionate, opening your heart, smiling, as Brother David suggests in his latest book. Looking, the second step of gratitude. In this way, each of us will be the protagonist of a new future, cultivating hope sustained in life.